The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Romans 13:12a. In a state of preparation, in a time of preparing for the future, a future when Jesus returns, that's where we are to be today. We are to be preparing our hearts and renewing our strength, walking by our hope. And as for the days ahead, we've been equipped to walk in them by our faith in God's word. These days are leading into the last days, when the end of all things will come about, and after which time will be no more, when Jesus will have set up his eternal kingdom on the new earth under the new heaven, and his kingdom will reign forever. This the fulfillment of the prophecies of old. Daniel 7:13-14. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. Days of abundance and freedoms come to an end for all nations at some time or another in one way or another. Sometimes by the invasion of outside forces, and other times from within her own borders, from her own people. History has shown this by the rise and the fall of both great and nefarious nations. We see it most often by the laws written of men, and by the enforcement of ways that are contrary to the ways of God, and judgment then falls upon that nation. We are reminded that God will bless or curse whom he will. And unlike a man who comes with motives, God is just in all that he does, having given man opportunity time and time again to confess, to repent, and to return to him. This he will do for a nation also, as you can see when you read of Israel's history, and of the times when she turned her back on God, and how they differed to the times when she walked with him. God desires that none should perish. But there comes a time when the only way to get one's attention is to draw your hand back and to let them fall. We too have to watch sometimes as those that we love can't see what is the right path for them until they've taken all the wrong paths. And we have to turn them over to the Lord, always being prepared to step in when it comes time to pick up the pieces and to help them to move forward, leaving the past and the things that attach them to it. We by nature find that the overwhelming majority of us oftentimes will get to a place where we find comfort, where we fall into routines, both good and bad, and we get ourselves closed in and our sight is diminished because of the blinders that we're wearing, and we soon hear what we want to hear and we see what we want to see. And oh, how our enemy, the devil, likes to see us when we're like that. Complacency is a dangerous place to find oneself in. It means that you've taken your weather eye off of the horizon, and you no longer look for the things to come, but you're caught up in the moment. And today in our culture, our moment is not only one, but it has been for several generations of people who have looked the other way and turned their back on God. We have only to look around at the change in our nation. It was founded on Christian principles. And now, if you believe in God and country, and you want to stand for the things of God both for you and your country, it's becoming common to be called a Christian nationalist, a derogatory calling in this post-Christian nation. First came the misunderstanding of what was meant by the separation of church and state. Now comes the separation of views, by a people from within a country and the views of the people taking possession of it. There are those who have taken power today that do not recognize borders, but who want to keep people groups separated not by locality, but by ideology. They want constant distraction and discord while they plan and establish a permanent governing body. They either knowingly or unwittingly, and at this point only God knows for sure, are setting the world up for the coming of the Antichrist and the fulfillment of prophecy as it is written in the Word of God, and revealed by both the prophet Daniel and the apostle John, as he was given the revelation of Jesus Christ for the church to prepare for the coming of age and the passing of time. Grievously, we are now a people no longer seeking after God's heart. The church has fallen in her convictions over time, and she is now found to be in the state of the last of the seven churches in the book of Revelation. J.A. Cease writes of the church of Laodicea in his book, The Apocalypse, "Here was nothing to commend, though having in it a few suffering ones whom Christ loves and chastens. Its name designates it as the church of mob rule, the democratic church, in which everything is swayed and decided by popular opinion, clamor, and voting, and hence a self-righteous and self-sufficient church. It is described as thinking itself the perfection of churches. It is said in its heart, 'I am rich and increased with goods, and have need in nothing.' But never was a body of people so woefully self-deluded. And with all this boastfulness, the faithful and true witness found nothing which he could abide, and pronounces them wretched, and pitiable, and poor, and blind, and naked, and about to be vomited up and cast out. This is a church that has forgotten her first love, who has lost somewhere its understanding of what godly love is, and has taken the words of God and allowed them to be twisted and turned to fit the culture of the day, to make all welcome and to make none feel convicted. We have far too many feel-good churches and not enough remnant suffering churches in our day. We have too many timekeepers, too many complainers, too many in the membership rolls that believe because their name is written on the membership roll of a church that they attend, that their name is written in the book of life. Your name may be on a membership roll, but if it's not written in the book of life by the Lord's own hand, it will not matter how many earthly membership rolls you are on. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, well, you will also hear him say, 'Away from me, I never knew you.' In other words, be vomited up and cast out. If you are a disciple of Christ, have you settled into a routine? Do you believe that all is well in your spiritual life, and you now have ceased to actively watch for him or to diligently and hungrily seek his face and the understanding of his word? Do you continue to do the work of his kingdom? Perversion and deceit are being encouraged on all levels. And everything good that God intended for man to live together by is darkened by the complacency of people who look the other way and who take their eyes off of God and who are always looking at self-fulfillment and satisfying their desires. If you're not getting up every day to prepare the way for the Lord, then you put yourself in danger because you feel that you've made it. And everything is right with your relationship with the Lord, and you no longer look at the things that you do with the same eyes. You can be found to let little things slide, and without even knowing how or when, you can be found starting to believe things that are not true, because you've not spent much time in prayer. And you spend even less time in the Word of God, and you seek not the wisdom of God, but you begin to rely more on what other people think of you or say to you than of what God has done for you. And for you, suddenly, the days are no longer filled with purpose and joy, but they become burdensome and filled with anxiety. You've turned your back on God and listened to the things that at one time you would not have, and because of where you are today, and because of the pressures of the culture around you, you, like so many others, give an inch here and there, not realizing that to you it's an inch, but to both God and the devil you've given great measure, and one will be grieved by your turning while the other will encourage you like a parent does a child learning to walk. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 13, "And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, and the day is almost here." And Jesus says in Revelations 3:19 and 20 of the church of Laodicea, To those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. And so be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me, on the day of his return. Do not be found wanting, but waiting. Heavenly Father, help us. Draw us near. Show us our ways of transgression, and give to us the courage to speak truth in love, to not be afraid of what another man may do to us when we stand for righteousness. Lord, stir our hearts and awaken us from our slumber, and lead and guide us as we prepare for these days when darkness strikes at us and threatens us with bodily death. Remind us, Lord, that you are our strength, that you are in control, and that nothing that comes against us can conquer the one who is within us. Amen.